for CRI News. This is Shane Begum. 26 people were shot dead after a gunman opened fire in a church during Sunday services in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott says the attack in the church was the deadliest mass shooting in the state's history. Officials say the victims ranged in age from 5 to 72 years old. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says a man walked into the church around 11:30 in the morning on Sunday and opened fire. The shooter's been identified as 26-year-old Devin Kelly, who wore a ballistic vest and was armed with an assault rifle. Police say the gunman was killed roughly 9 kilometers away in Guadalupe County after being cornered by deputies. China's Central Military Commission released a new guideline which says the country's military must follow the absolute leadership of the Communist Party of China. The guideline says the army should be absolutely loyal, honest, and reliable to President Xi Jinping, who's also General Secretary of the CPC's Central Committee and Chairman of the CMC. It adds the military should fully implement President Xi's thinking on strengthening the military and take Xi Jinping's thought on socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era as their guide. China's launched 2 Beidou-3 satellites into space to support its global navigation and positioning network. The satellites were aboard a Long March 3B carrier rocket, which took off from Xichang Satellite Launch Center in the southwestern province of Sichuan on Sunday. Developed by China Academy of Space Technology, these are the first 2 Beidou-3 satellites launched by China. Yang Chengfeng, chief designer of the Beidou system, says the successful launch of the new satellites will help expand the Chinese navigation network globally. China plans to launch 18 Beidou-3 satellites by the end of next year to expand the navigation service to the countries along the Belt and Road routes. By 2020, when the system goes global, it'll have more than 30 satellites. Saudi Arabia has announced rewards totaling around $400 million to those who provide information on 40 leaders of the Houthi militia in Yemen. Money will be given to those who provide information that leads to an arrest or who provide vital information. The Saudi Interior Ministry highlighted that the announcement was a response to the increased terrorist activities by the Houthi group and its continuous acts to harm Saudi security. A new report says officials from MI5, Britain's Secret Service, missed key intelligence warnings that could have stopped the Manchester Arena terror attack that left 22 people dead. The Sunday Times newspaper said the warnings could have put suicide bomber Salman Abedi under surveillance as a high priority before his attack in May, the worst act of terrorism in Britain since the London bombings in 2005. The newspaper said the failure to act properly on the intelligence has emerged in an MI5 internal review that's triggered deep concerns within the intelligence community about whether the attack could have been stopped. U.S. President Donald Trump's arrived in Japan at the start of his first official visit to Asia. He was greeted by officials and U.S. military personnel on his arrival at the Yokota Air Force Base on the outskirts of Tokyo. The president addressed U.S. service members at the base before meeting Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Japan is the first stop on Trump's 5-nation Asia tour. The president will also visit South Korea, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Trump's set to arrive in Beijing on Wednesday. China's launched the one-year countdown to the first China International Import Expo. Zhong Shan, Minister of Commerce, said on Sunday that the expo shows China's confidence and determination in opening up, as well as promoting an open world economy. The expo will be held in Shanghai from November 5th to the 10th of next year. It'll provide a platform to trade goods and services on top of exhibitions and forums. Over 100 countries and regions are expected to participate. China will hold the 4th World Internet Conference next month in Wujian, Zhejiang Province. The conference, scheduled to run from December 3rd to the 5th, has invited leading figures from governments, international organizations, companies, technology communities, and non-governmental organizations. Discussions will focus on internet-related topics including the digital economy, cutting-edge technology, and cyberspace governance. China's biggest online security firm, 360 Technology, has confirmed it will return to the A-share market through a backdoor listing. The company has decided to do so by injecting assets into a Shanghai-listed elevator maker. 360 Technology was delisted from New York last year under a $9.3 billion privatization plan, aiming to get better valuation from domestic markets. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.